coming up this Sunday. It's The Check Is in the Mail, and not I suppose the CHECK could be in the mail if you want to become a member of WBAA, or if you want to, you know, get that season subscription to the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. And in fact, some guests, some wonderful musicians are here in the studio. The executive director, Margot Marlott's here. Hello.
Hi, John.
My first time to meet violinist Amy Brandfundbrenner.
Hi.
And Regan Eckstein joins us.
Hi, John.
This is a lovely program of Dvorak, and he himself played viola. He was a son of a butcher. I always think he's sort of, you know, a people's musician. How are rehearsals going? Are you guys looking forward to an all Dvorak concert?
Oh, absolutely. These two pieces are two of my favorites. I think Dvorak is just a wonderful, cheerful, upbeat composer, and I love playing them.
And these are very different works, even though they're both quintets. One has a bass and one has a piano. How is it to put this all together? Is it a little bit of musical chairs?
A little bit, but they're both great musicians that are joining the basic quartet, and so we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, the program is The Check Is in the Mail, coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Margot, is it kind of fun to have an all-composer concert, or is it like, oh gosh, I mean, no one's going to be like, ugh, Dvorak, right?
Right. That would be the hope, yeah. No, I thought these two ideas came together at different times, and we haven't had Nozomi Takashima for, I think, probably close to 10 years. I mean, she's a classmate of Amy's, and we've had her a few times. Wonderful pianist, so it seemed appropriate to ask her again. And the two pieces, although same composer, pretty different, I would say. One very less mature composition, and the other definitely much more fully formed.
And I imagine that it's kind of fun because there are incredibly beautiful movements to this. And there are some places like, oh gosh, I got to go practice this, right? I mean, it's a little bit of both a little bit relaxing and also a little bit on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, there's definitely challenging parts. But for me as a violist, I get a lot of melodic lines. So that's a thrill.
The piano takes a big role. There's a big double bass in this. And it's got to be fun to make music with friends.
Absolutely. And it's interesting playing with a double bass player. That's not something that I get to do very often, and it's just an interesting timbre, change of pace.
Dvorak himself played viola, and that there are all sorts of, I mean, he wrote, I think, 15 string quartets, or at least 12, I know. And there are so many little pieces that he even liked he wrote a whole piano trio on the Dumka, his favorite dance. And there's one of these in that wonderful piano quintet.
Yeah, it's great movement.
I will say that it's kind of interesting in the bass quintet anyway. A couple times people have said during rehearsals, it's very orchestral. Don't you think this sounds more like an orchestral piece? So I don't know if other people will find that or not, but that has come up a couple of times.
Yeah, it's certainly thick writing, I would say.
It could be that there's so many of us.
My guests are part of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, and The Check Is in the Mail is coming up Sunday afternoon. So putting all Dvorak together and being there in the hall, are there times, I imagine, you need a little bit more space than what you might with a piano trio or even having a piano? Has it been fun getting together and having the five of you in a room and in a space?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, the bass is enormous. We all had to part the seas when he walked in. David is a really, really fun person to be around. He's an excellent musician. But yeah, I would say it's a little unusual, but a piano quintet is not so unusual. And I think actually both we have rehearsed at both Amy's house and at Regan's house, and both had to have a little work done on their pianos to appease Nozomi.
Sure. And I think it's kind of neat that we had some Mozart and some smaller pieces and horn in the first concert. Coming up is a brass holiday and then woodwinds. So this is a sort of almost an all-string affair. There's a piano in it, but it's kind of neat to have some different genres and actually different sort of groups that you'd be featured on your season.
Yeah, thank you, John. I do try try to mix it up a little bit. It is one of the parts of my brain that I exercise very little. So I hope people are pleased with the season. We've had some really positive response, and I hope this is just equally enticing for our audiences.
Again, there's just a world of sound that comes out in Dvorak, and it's got to be fun to be there on stage at Fowler Hall.
Yes, definitely. It's a really nice venue.
We just recently added an acoustic shell for our first concert, and we'll do that again. This program, it's a great help. We had Bill Allison and Skip Eads over at Purdue have helped us tremendously try to enhance what is already a good hall, but acoustically it was a little dry. So the shell really helps the musicians hear each other better, and it definitely helps the audience's experience, listening experience. So I'm excited to have that change on this program again.
Tickets are available at the door, obviously, and at Vaughn's beforehand online. And there are wonderful ways for young people to attend this. Is that right?
Absolutely. My board feels very strongly that we want to make this as accessible as possible to K-12 students. So it's free for all students K-12. And it's only a $5 ticket for college students, which I think is incredibly affordable.
Yeah, well, and it's right here at Purdue. So you can find out more at tippecanoechambermusic.org and hear this interview again at WBAA. Thanks, guys, for coming in, and looking forward to Dvorak and much more.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.